If daily inspirational scripture moment is inspiring you and you would like to support Pastor Ginger E. Williams Ministries, you can do so at Cash App Pastor Ginger and PayPal.me/GCrudup. That is with a capital G, capital C, RUDUP. And I would like for you to know that I am available on other social media sites, providing prayer, Bible study, and sermons. You can also find me on Twitter, YouTube, LinkedIn, Instagram, and TikTok. Anchor.com distributes my podcasts on Breaker, Google Podcasts, Pocket Casts, Radio Public, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Listen Notes, and Podbay.fm. Need a good read? You can go to Amazon.com and purchase my latest bio, a book about me, titled My Little Sister, written by Miss Ginger Eva Williams. Thank you for your listening ears, support, and donations. And make sure you click on the notification button to be the first inspired. Now let's go into today's inspirational scripture moment. Blessings, beautiful souls of light. This is Pastor Ginger E. Williams coming to you with daily inspirational scripture moment. I am continuing my series on a book that I've written called My Little Sister by Ginger E. Williams. Chapter 1, Part 3. My mom was a functioning alcoholic, which meant there were people over to the house 7 days a week, and these company of men would always fondle me. I got molested at least by 9 different men before I was 9 years old, and I not realizing what was going on caused me to have migraine headaches as a child, oftentimes crying myself to sleep. As a child, I was very scared of men. And the only time I would have peace was when I went over to my biological dad's house on the weekends. And I was able to go to bed on time, eat 3 hot meals, have clean clothes, and focus on being a little girl for once. Now, it wasn't actually my mom's new boyfriends or husbands that were molesting me, but it was the company that they kept after my mom would go to sleep and sleep really hard from drinking, that these men would come into my room. Eventually, by the age of 12, these encounters had ceased, but I was faced with other environmental challenges such as always seeing my mom get beat up by her lovers time after time after time. This too, as a child, made me very withdrawn, shy, and nervous. I had problems in school with remaining awake in class because of the drinking, partying, cussing, and fighting, and in return caused my grades not to be good. Once I began to move up in my class, I discovered how to make friends, and that was by becoming a class clown. The students would laugh at me, but I would get in trouble with the teachers and get a pat or two. Now, because my mother did not attend to my hygiene and personal appearance, I would often get mistaken as a cute little boy by adults and make fun of by students, which caused me to have very low self-esteem as a little girl and into my adult years. I'm going to stop right here, and we will conclude tomorrow with chapter 1, part 4. And as always, have a wonderful, beautiful, spectacular day. This has been Pastor Ginger E. Williams, and I've come to you with daily inspirational scripture moments.